it's just unfortunate that young kids should lose their lives, you know, through this unfortunate incident. It is the responsibility of every government to provide education. PTAs are just there to efforts of the government. PTAs are not given the chance to do that, especially in the basic schools. Like you said, probably the parents saw that the building wasn't secure for their kids to, and yet they were going in. They are heard from one of the networks that the assemblyman said he even appealed to the district assembly, and they were tossing him because he wasn't a member of the previous government. PTAs as a body, you know, our parents, schools, was attending schools in a particular school, they have come together to complement the efforts of the government. And so you realize that, especially this happening in the senior high schools, the school is the medium of collection, and parents contribute, and the teachers and the heads have given authority from the Director General to, you know, take over the PTA funds. Claiming the PTA funds is public funds. Public funds are funds, money that is being collected by the Controller Accountant General and paid into consolidated and contingency funds. Their hands are tied because the school is the medium of collection. They will collect and they won't give the money to the PTA for them to carry out the necessary project they want to undertake. And secondly, the Director General is insisting that whatever project the PTA want to put up, they should come for approval. Once responsible parents have sat down, thought over an issue that this school needs, say, a dormitory, and they have contributed for them to be put up that dormitory, why should the director say they should come for approval when they themselves have approved? The money doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from consolidated funds. It comes from the parents' own contribution. The government cannot do it alone. That is why the parents are complementing the efforts of the government. And so we tell them that we should submit to whatever project we want to undertake to you for approval. It's quite unfortunate. And when you send it there, it takes many, if not years, even months. And school heads are allowed to submit the application to the Director General. When in actual fact, the thing belongs to the PTA. And issues are dealt with without recourse to the PTA.
So you mean the unnecessary bureaucracies within the education service exactly. Is a cause?
Exactly. Playing politics with it. You realize that PTAs are helping a lot. Let me cite an instance. At the Tepa Secondary, within a year or two, the PTA was able to put up 12 teachers bungalows. Now, the Director General has written many circulars stating that the headmasters, the bases, should be signatories to the PTA account. If you are not a contributor to an account, how can you be a signatory? Does it mean the vice chancellors are signatories to new accounts, or the Minister for Roads and Highways is a signatory to GPITU accounts? Well, I mean, what do they mean? Because they have some special interest.